It's a Saturday morning at the Catchimac Gun Club and Range, and about 10 guys are taking turns aiming at clay pigeons. The Homer Men's Leadership Forum is putting on the event to encourage more men to get involved in the group. But some, like Doug Kester, have been a part of it since the beginning.
Well, so far, it's been really great for me just to get together with people and maybe talk about things that are a little bit outside of the man box that often society or the social norms put us in.
He adds that the group doesn't have an agenda, and mostly he enjoys having a place to talk with other guys without judgment. Still, he's passionate about discussing certain topics. Kester works for the domestic violence shelter in town.
For me, that's what I love to talk about, is like, what is our role as men in our society, and why is sometimes, you know, men perpetuating that violence?
Addressing that issue is one of the reasons that Eric Schreier began the group. He says he wanted to address issues raised by the Me Too movement.
And some people in my sphere had been asking me for advice, men and women, on relating to each other and how men are relating to themselves and men and boys in the community and at large in society.
He says his goal was to get different men together to start a dialogue about change. At the first meeting, about 15 guys showed up. Schreier showed a TED talk about consent and locker room talk.
It was great. It was a huge outpouring of guys coming together, talking about it. Some guys were confused. Some guys were, you know, like, I don't want to feel bad for being a guy. You know, I don't think I've ever done this. And here I'm being kind of vilified for being a man. And so that's fine. Let's talk about it.
Now a handful of men attend the monthly discussions, and topics range from artificial intelligence to self-care. But most of the attendees are like Kester and are already committed to addressing issues of toxic masculinity.
It's like the guys who really need to talk about this stuff aren't in here.
That's partly why he's expanding the group beyond just discussions into monthly activities like volunteering and the shooting event at the gun range.
What brought you out here today?
Just to meet up with other guys and shoot a little bit. Haven't been out to the range in probably 3.5 years, so sound like a good time.
John Carrico has volunteered with the men's leadership group, but has never gone to a discussion. He says he's not sure if he'll attend one.
Do you think it's important to have a space for men to talk about, you know, their feelings and their vulnerabilities? And
you know, I don't know. I mean, I think that, you know, friendships do a lot of that. To go outside of that circle takes a little bit of trust.
Schreier says the shooting event didn't inspire any new members to join the last discussion group, but he partly blames the low attendance on lack of advertising. He adds that words like vulnerability and feelings usually turn guys off. But he says he's happy with the regulars in the group and believes they are affecting positive change. Still, he's trying to figure out the magical words to get more men to come.
Free coffee. I try to get the guys to just want to come together and hang out. You know, I want to let them know that there's no obligation. You don't have to come and hold hands and cry. We're not trying to do that. Not a requirement.
He says if his group just inspires one guy to make a change, it's a success. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.